Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kelaim Daf Mem. We are starting halfway through the Amud with the brand new halacha, Halacha Gimel, and in the Vilna source of daf, it's near the beginning of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, "Hanitei Ashur Shal Chamish Kafanim." Someone who plants a row of five vines, Beishamayim Beishamay says Kerem, that's considered a vineyard. Ubeselayim Beisel says Ena Kerem Ashu Shtei Shurais. It's not considered a Kerem until we have two rows planted. And we already know that Shitas Beis Hill is that what's a proper vineyard? Shtaim Keneged Shtaim. Two, then another two, and then one sticking out like a tail. But over here, since we already started talking about a row of five vines, according to Beis Hillel, the only way we'll have a kerem with a row of five vines is if we have two rows of five vines. Now the Mishnah continues, Lefikach, therefore, Hazirea arba amis sheba kerem, if a person plants within four amis of a kerem, Beis Shammai says, Kidei shura achas, only one row is now usser. Beis Hillel says, Shtei shuras, two rows are usser. Now let's just explain this for a moment. So the Pasuk, when it tells us not to plant a different min near a kerem, says, Pen tiktash and we learn from here that whenever someone plants a different min near a vineyard, he assers the entire mount of a kerem. He doesn't asser the entire kerem. Let's say it's a massive kerem. There's 100 vines in it. It's not going to asser all 100 vines. It's only going to asser a kerem's worth. So the Mishnah just told us that according to Beis Shammai, it's only going to asser one row of vines because one row of five vines is a kerem. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, it's going to asser two rows of vines because two rows of five vines is a kerem. And now just going on Shitas Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, Vuhusha Zara Keneged, the proper girsa is Kulon. This is only if he plants opposite all of them. If you take a look at picture Gimel over here, you see that we have two rows of five vines, and the word Zroim over here is across all of them. And so these two rows of vines are only going to be us, according to Beis Hillel, if he planted this Zera, this different min, across all five vines. And now we're going to have a number of scenarios of him planting a different min near his Kerem. Let's say Keneged HaEmtzai, he planted this new Zera only opposite the middle vine. Take a look at picture Dalet over here. You see that we have two rows of five vines, and the Zrayim are only planted by that middle vine over there. So that's the Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, Iser is called Ashura. It assers the entire row because planting within this proximity of the vineyard assers a kerem, and a kerem is one row of five vines. Memo and Beis on top, or Zaldati the Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, Iser Shalish Keneged Shalish, it's going to assert three opposite another three. What does that mean, three opposite another three? So take a look at the bottom at picture Hay, where we have two rows of five vines, and a box is drawn around these middle six vines, and that's Shitas Beis Hillel, because when we have the Zrayim planted opposite that middle vine, we assert Shtaim Keneged Shtaim, V'achas Yetzes Zonov, two opposite two and one sticking out like a tail. But the problem is, we don't know which side the tail should be on. That's why we have to assert a total of six vines. On to another case, Zar Keneged HaBeinayin Sheba Emtzai. Let's say he planted this Zera, this foreign min, opposite the section in between two vines. So we're here referring to where we have two rows of six vines, and he planted the Zera near the open space in between vines three and four. So how much is assert over here? I'll tie it to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, Oser Shtaim Mikan Ushtaim Mikan. Two over here and two over there are assert. That's a total of four. Now Chamishas Ezuhi, what's the fifth vine that's going to be assert? Nemar, so it said, Im Hayuz Draim Kraivin La'achas Mehen. If the Zera, this foreign min, is a little bit closer to one of the vines, Hare, the proper girsa is, he asura, so that one is going to be usser, which means if we have a row of six vines and he planted this foreign min in between vines three and four, so vines two, three, four, and five are going to be usser. That's a total of four vines. And let's say this foreign min happened to be planted a little closer to vine four than vine three, so then vine number six would be usser, and that would be a total of five vines, two, three, four, five, and six. However, Vimlav, if not, this foreign min is planted exactly in between vines three and four. So we say, Hare Elu, the proper girsa is Asurais, both of them are Usser, meaning both vines one and six on this row are going to be Usser. Take a look over here at picture Vav. We have this Zrayim planted right in between vines three and four. So we have to Usser vines one and six in order to ensure that we're Ussering a full kerem's worth of vines. And that's according to Beis Shammai. Al Dai to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, what are we going to Usser over here? Usser Arba Keneged Shtayim, we're going to Usser four opposite another two. Take a look over here at picture Zion. We have our two rows of six vines. So vines two, three, four, and five in that first row are going to be Usser. And now we just have to set up a Shtayim Keneged Shtayim V'achas Yetzizonov. So we also Usser vines three and four in row two. And now we have Shtayim Keneged Shtayim V'achas Yetzizonov set up in two different directions because we could look at it a different way. The middle four vines are Usser. And then the two vines on the edges sticking out like wings, those would be considered the Achas Yetzizonov from either the left side or the right side. And this way, we ensure that we're assering a full kerem's worth of vines, according to Beis Hillel. On to another scenario, and in this case, we're talking about five rows of five vines, and Zar Keneged Keren Hazavis. he planted this foreign min right by the corner. So how much is going to be Asur here? Al dati de Beis Shammai, ezu shura asura. According to Beis Shammai, which row is going to be Asur? Zu vizu, this one and that one. Take a look at picture Ches over here on the bottom. You see, on the bottom right-hand corner is where he planted the zera, this foreign min. And so we have to Asur two rows of five vines to ensure that a karam's worth of vines are Asur. Back to the Gemara, al dati de Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, Asur shtayim k'neged shtayim, v'achas yetzeh zon of mikan, v'achas yetzeh zon of mikan. We're going to asur two and then another two, and then we're going to have to make the achas yetzeh zon of over here and the achas yetzeh zon of over there. So take a look at picture Tess over here. You see that he planted this zraim, this foreign min, right by the corner. We're going to asur the first four vines, meaning vines one and two in row one, and vines one and two in row two. So here we have our shtayim k'neged shtayim, and then we have to asur the achas yetzeh zon of in row one and in row three. And that's one of them sticking out in row one and one of them sticking out in row three. And then we ensure that we have shtayim k'neged shtayim v'achas yetzeh zonav. And on to our last scenario, mem alf hamer alf on the top, zar k'neged habeinayim sheba karen hazaves. Let's say he planted this foreign min by the open space at the corner, meaning he planted it by the open space in between vines one and two. So that is the Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, asurs kol shura. He simply asurs that entire row. Take a look at picture Zion on the bottom. You see the zera is planted in between vines one and two. So once again, according to Beis Shammai, we're only going to asur one row of five vines, and that's going to be that first row. Whereas back to the Gemara, according to Beis Hillel, asur shtayim k'neged shtayim, we're going to asur two k'neged two, and also v'achas yetzeh zonav mikan, one sticking out like a tail over here. The question is, where is that tail? Where is that achas yetzeh zonav? And that's what the Gemara asks. The proper girsa is shlishis ezuhi, where's that third vine? Where's that tail vine going to be? So here also in Beis Hillel, we're going to have two different tail vines, shlishis sheber shayna, the third one in the first row, and shnia sheber shlishis, the second one in the third row. So take a look over here at picture Ches. The first row is the bottom row. You see that we have that third one on the left, on the bottom row, becoming usher. That's the tail of the zonav in one setup. And then if you go upwards to the third row, you see the second one in the third row is Asur. And that's another setup of a Zonov, of a Shtayim K'neged Shtayim, v'achas yetzeh Zonov, which would be Asur as well, according to Shitas Beis Hillel. So here again, we've ensured that we've Asured a Kerem's worth of vines in this scenario. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.